Blog Talk Radio.
Caused by alcohol, is not caused by drugs, is not caused by impulse,
It is not caused by poor communication or merely a misunderstanding. It is not caused by the victim's behavior, such as her dress or her attitude. You cannot justify rape. And rapists are strong believers in rape myths. They're strong believers in stereotypical sex roles. They believe in acceptance of personal violence. You know, so there's a lot about a rapist. There's a lot of hype. Rape myths to which rapists subscribe. Rapists think there's no such thing as rape. They'll tell you only bad women get raped. Women cry rape. They'll tell you it's easy to prosecute a rapist. So by her not having the rapist prosecuted or a rapist not being prosecuted, something must be wrong with the victim. You know, so rapists think that even if they have foreplay, there's no way to stop. And when a woman says no, they can still touch you. They think if you had sex with them before, and I'm saying this because remember, 90% or more of the rape victims know their attacker. So a lot of the rapists think if you have sex with them before, you can't say no. Rapists pretend like they don't know it's rape. And it's a very serious matter to me. It's just truly serious. You know, it's just a serious matter. It should be a serious matter for a lot of people. You know, the stranger and the non-stranger rapists, they do share attributes such as a lack of victim empathy, a consistent and persistent lack of understanding of the victim's cue, believe that no means yes, and they disregard the crime to stop, you know. They have a belief in an adversarial relationship between sexes and hostility towards women. They share an aggression and aggression within. A need for a heightened level of sexual activity, motivationally overdetermined. Sexual activity comes to serve not just as sexual motives, but need for power and anger expression. When the rape involves people who know one another, with little overt violence and no weapon or visible physical injuries, it's often perceived as non-serious. But a rape and the victim impact of a rapist, of someone who the rape victim knows, the consequences have an equal or greater trauma to the victim and the unwanted sexual penetration as if it was a person she didn't know. She has a greater traumatization mentally. Most often the sex offender or the rapist, those who are acquainted with their victim, have little or no criminal record. Therefore, judges may consider the rape in question may consider the rapist a golden boy. Like that judge told my sister, you should be lucky you got a job. You women always come in here and he beat me. That's what Michael Gooley, an Article I judge, told my sister, a rape victim in Milwaukee. There were women who have been raped repeatedly in Milwaukee, and they shared a lot of similarities to my sister, and the rapist shared a lot of similarities to the rapist who raped my sister, the Ugandan rapist. So we're going to talk about today rape, the impact of it, the fact that you have less than 16% of these rapes are reported, and the situation is going on in this country itself. Women receive little or no protection. There was inmates in the Milwaukee County Jail, female inmates, who were on their way to court or leaving court, and or even in the jail, were getting raped by this one guard. Then there was another situation when another woman was raped, and my sister even was subjected to a situation in the jail, and she knew of other women that were subjected to a situation in the jail. In this particular case, there was a guard who had gotten away with raping women. The jury found him not guilty, and then he did it again years later, and guess what? The woman was able to somehow, I believe, keep his semen or something he did. She had proof. You know, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was overturned for some technical reason. The fact of the matter is, caller, do you want to speak or are you just listening? 627, are you listening or you want to speak?
I guess you're listening.
All right, so, it's just a serious matter what goes on in this country as far as rape. You know, a criminal defendant has a better chance of getting his case heard than a victim, a sexual assault victim or rape victim getting assistance in this country as it relates to rape. And that's a sad situation, it's a sad scenario, and it's not often talked about. And a lot of women who are raped are belittled or have little help. You know, a lot of women who come forth in situations such as in Milwaukee. Now, there is a man named George Below. He would meet certain women. They actually dated this man for a little bit, but this man became overtly not together, and I say overtly because, you know, sometimes women, and maybe men too, but I'm talking about women today, women date men that you don't really know who he is. That's the agent you see. And then when his true colors come out, you know, her radar kicks in, and she's trying to move away from this guy. So that's why I say overtly. He starts showing signs overtly because a lot of times covertly, you don't really know what's up with a person, you know, because that's their agent. You know, but so this individual, George Below, he would date the women, and then he actually forced himself on women who try to fight back. And so these women tried to call 911. 911 refused to even come. 911. Okay? And then you have a situation where one woman, this is while in the middle of raping her, she was her clothes halfway down. She was able to see the police or run out and get help. Police sent her right back, called it a dope date in Milwaukee. There was a woman prosecuted up north because she refused to say she was not raped. She adamantly, and I have the information, I have to retrieve a lot of it again, but she adamantly tried to get help, and a district attorney prosecuted her. The Milwaukee County District Attorney Office prosecuted my sister. You cannot even find the case on appeal. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know why they think we're sleeping on it or whatever, but it's not going down like that. But let me tell you something. They knew for a fact that she had evidence, they knew for a fact. The rapist never, ever even denied raping her, ever. But they take bribes. This is a corrupt city, you know. And while she sat in jail, she was actually sexually assaulted again by an individual who happened to be a Caucasian American who was so-called a doctor up in there. And right now, the Milwaukee County Sheriff Department, which is headed by Sheriff David Clark, you know, have not even did anything about that other than keep saying it's under investigation. This was more than a year. It's a possibility this individual is still in there. My sister herself and other inmates, female inmates, talked about how they saw guards coming out of this other inmate room and she's fixing her shirt and she's shaking. You know, this was before my sister was put in 24-hour lockdown. refuse to let her go to church, interact with the other people. I have a paper to this day where it shows you she didn't even ask to be on lockdown. They made so many excuses, but they wanted to traumatize a victim, victimizing the victim. Then while she's in there, one day I was going to visit her, and I see the news camera down there, and they happen to just radically come up to me and say, oh, you're visiting an inmate? Yeah. So they're like, do you know about this sexual assault of this guard sexually assaulted? How do you feel about it? And I didn't know what they were talking about at that time, but another guard sexually assaulted another woman up in there. You know, there was this Asian woman who was going to court about divorce, and she talked about how for years her husband raped her. She had to marry this man. She married him in an Asian culture or whatever, but was scared to get help, subjected to rape. You have another man, Walter Ellis in Milwaukee. Walter Ellis was a government informant by day, setting up these nickel and dime bag drug dealers. And by night, he was raping and killing women in Milwaukee. More specifically, these women, majority were black, if not all. He even beat one of them with what I think iron or something, a very, very strong metal object, and he got away with a lot of that stuff. Then they wanted to say he was a serial rapist. Then you have the Milwaukee County Board having closed door meetings in which the woman I ran against, Elizabeth Cox, voted in favor for this to censor her colleague. Because the colleague reported to the public that there are closed-door meetings in which the government in Milwaukee stated it was okay for women to be sexually assaulted as a trade-off. Women that were institutionalized, it was okay for them to be patients, involuntary patients, like in a wherever. That it was okay for them to be sexually assaulted. In this country, women are not truly protected against rape. I mean, it's very sickening. It's very troubling. You have a lot of these so-called professional men leave this country to go out of this country across the world and actually engage in sexual activity with minors, like little girls, like babies, like 13, 12, you know, and come back here with a whole other lifestyle. And, you know, I was told by someone a while back they're going over there to catch a predator of American men that go over there and mess around with these girls. This is rape. Rape is the fastest growing violent crime in this country. Other countries are taking this matter very, very seriously. And they have a rape kit in somewhere in Africa. And I want to tell you all a fact. A fact is that Ugandan rapists, this woman did a study. Somewhere on my YouTube, you'll see I posted that. You know, a woman did a study and said most Ugandan rapists say they don't believe they're raping a woman. And this guy, George Below, I'm going to tell you, he has so many characteristics like Matthew Sabaliva, the Ugandan rapist, in which the government officials in Milwaukee. You know, I have a lot of respect for Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. And his father and the struggle. And, you know, when I went there speaking and he came here, you know, it's something he said. Well, actually, it was something he said a while back. And I listened to him like a year or so ago on a program, and he said, we cannot get so used to abnormal that we think is normal. And when he was here, he said, we cannot water stuff down. We got to call it what it is. We don't use their, and quote-unquote, their terms, the oppressor's terms, those who are in the wrong terms. You know, they kidnapped my sister's son, stole her son, and gave him to the rapist. This man, someone my sister knew, she tried to get away from, abused her, all type of stuff, and actually sexually assaulted her and ended up becoming pregnant. You know, she's one of the few women who actually have evidence and one of the few women who actually sought protection and was failed by the system. Because remember, there's a lot of women. Don't believe the hype. A lot of women do not report this. A lot of women do not seek assistance. A lot of women live with this this atrocity, you know. So my sister tried to do everything, you know, according to the book, quote unquote, and they failed her. And this is common. And I want you all to know, judges have, it's something called the Model Judicial Education Curriculum, and it was created by the National Judicial Education Program to promote equality for women and men in the courts. And they have a curriculum book called Understanding Sexual Violence, the Judicial Response to Stranger and Non-Stranger Rape and Sexual Assault. They know the characteristics of what goes on. They know, you know, the behavior of the rapists, the ones who are acquainted with their victims. They know what's going on. And when they fail to act according to these models, believe me, you have oppressors on the bench. It makes you wonder what's in their closet. Perverts. They're perverts. Anytime you have judicial so-called officers, and I say so-called because Article 1 judges are not judges. You know, the Article 3 judges are only real judges. Article 1 are ministerial officers. Check the record. And they promote this. This is a sign that something sick in this society. They're trained to know these things and what goes on. They go talk to the sex offenders, you know. As far as we're concerned, my nephew could be sexually assaulted right now. The facts show you that women who are sexually assaulted, and it talks about the sexual assault of a woman by foreigners. You know, even with women who have been impregnated by their attacker, the acquaintance that they know. You know, unfortunately, it is serious. In this country, a lot of children are knowingly given to abusers. And the abuse trickled down to the child. You know, I mean, I have so many things that I want to talk about that won't be done in one show, and a lot of facts that matter. You know, but, you know, there's a lot of myths about rape. The behavior of a woman, you know, there's myths about how she behaves. You know, there's something called post-traumatic rape syndrome or disorder or what have you. You know, ABC did a show on 2020 called The Mind of a Rapist. You know, you all should really check that out. You know, it's glamorized in Milwaukee. And like I said, I'm going to do a show not just about the rape of women, but also about men and about children. Because here in Milwaukee, there has been a boy who has been sexually assaulted, and it was at a so-called prestigious school. It was at Rufus King High School, the so-called glamorous high school that educates the children, what have you. This young boy, 15 years old, who has special needs, was sexually assaulted by a woman in the school. You know, and I'm going to talk about that. To the best of my ability, in which I don't want to name him because he's going through trauma, he's sitting in the juvenile detention center in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, still Milwaukee. A boy ain't ever been in jail in his life. He's traumatized. He's sitting in jail under a so-called sexual assault offense when he's the victim. They're doing this on purpose. They're doing this on purpose in Milwaukee. A woman takes a child into a secluded area. She pulls down her underwear and instructs the child to finger her. And he is charged with sexual assault. And you won't believe how the police got them or what happened. Oh, it's deep. It's real deep. Sexual assault is a serious offense. Rape is real. And more women suffer psychologically when they're raped by an acquaintance than by a non-stranger. It's a serious offense. And, you know, going back to Africa, my subject matter as it relates to Africa is the fact that they have a rape prevention kit. And it clenches on to the man's genital areas. I mean, we need it in Milwaukee more than any place, you know. But it should be manufactured here. They're not even trying to get that rape prevention kit over here, because any man in his right mind wouldn't mind that kit being here if he wasn't a rapist or had intention of raping women. You know, he would promote that. Any man in his right mind. The government has never, ever formally declared a war on rape the way it has declared a war on so-called drugs. It's a sad sickness. Statistically speaking, 1 in 3 women will be raped throughout her life. Some point in time in her life. And the women who have reported rapes to law enforcement, statistically speaking, the law enforcement has not acted in an appropriate manner. Recently, again, some police officer in Milwaukee was demoted or they're under investigation because a woman reported a rape and they didn't do anything about it, but this is their nature. Remember, Milwaukee has the second highest rate of police misconduct, justified, unjustified shooting, excessive force, different in their nature. You know, I often say, and I still will say, and I truly mean that a lot of these unsolved crimes are committed by your very own MPD. And they need to be done the same way the chief was doing in Chicago. When it was a crime scene, he made his police officer do a DNA test, submit their DNA. You know? And the police of Milwaukee, something else. But even though sexual assault and rape is only reported or prosecuted like 16%, it is one of the fastest growing reported crimes in America. Women are repeatedly abused in this country, even in the jails. You know? And again, I got a 111 caller 111. I'm gonna open your mic if you want to talk. Caller 627. I'm gonna open your mic if you want to talk. You know, so I mean, it's a serious offense. It's a serious sickness going on in this country. You know, it's underrated. The women are not protected. And it's like we need some outside help. We definitely need some outside help because we're not protected in our own country or in this own country. I don't even see how we can consider this a land of the free for what? Free to do what? You know, it's very sad. It's very sad and it's very sick. And I talked to a young woman who, when I was out there campaigning, who I just happened to be at the park. I wasn't campaigning that day. I was just sitting down at the park, you know. And I don't even know how we started talking, but I know she talked to me about, and she didn't even know who I was at first, you know, until I got a phone call and started talking about the campaign. And she overheard what I said, you know, and then she started, you know, talking with me further. But sitting on the bench, you know, she talked about how she was sexually assaulted as a child in a foster home. And she said the state knew about it. The state knew about it. And they kept sending her to her abusers. You know? And then she talked about how she got sexually assaulted so much that when she became of age, she just went out. I mean, she just said some things that she didn't go out and hurt somebody. She looked for love out there, you know, and she wanted to escape so bad, you know, and just the whole story, you know, of what she stated. You know, we have some serious sicknesses going on in this country. Everything is not peaches and cream. We have the world's highest rape in this country. People look up to America. You know, and we don't even protect our own people, so-called own people. They did a survey a few years back. You know, it was privately done or whatever. They have to mention who they was. And talked about 1 in 12 males who went to college admitted they committed an act that met the legal definition of rape. Now, they admitted they committed an act that met the legal definition of rape. But, now they admitted they did an act that met the legal definition, but out of those men, 84% of the men said they didn't consider it rape. Rape is wrong no matter what. It's wrong and it's sick. There are women sitting in prison. You know, a lot of women are imprisoned for nonviolent offenses. The majority of men who sit in prison, the majority of men, and you can fact check this. I always say fact check it. You know, fact check it. Just don't bob your head. What like Pac would say, don't just bob your head to the beat. You know who's kicking the verses to you. You know, because a lot of times we listen to so much hype about, oh, well, this didn't happen to her. Why didn't she do that? You know, so much stuff pissed me off about my sister, you know, her situation in which, you know, you have the media that you know, they get punked. The media get punked. There's no such thing as no free media. They're under control. You know, it was so much stuff that they would cut out. Like when they came to the courts, they would cut out where the media, you wouldn't see where my sister's in court saying, Your Honor, he raped me, he beat me, this and that. You wouldn't see that. You would see, like, what do you call the splices? They spliced it. Even the article that was written, when it said the judge told her don't talk about issues before the court. But they didn't want you to tell you that them issues was her about her being raped and abused. Yeah, the judge, even the day she got out, said, I'm sorry for what happened to you. You know? I'm going to do a show called New Nigs on the Block. You know, because some things I want to talk about. So in the future, I'll be doing a show called New Nigs on the Block. But, you know, all men are rapists. All men, okay, are not rapists. All men are not perverts. And, you know, but it's a lot of them out there. And, you know, when you fight for justice, when you really truly fighting for justice, you don't even get tired, you know? Like, you might get weary or a little bit or whatever, but you don't get tired of fighting for justice. And it's a lot of injustice going around. This is a human rights violation. The so-called date rape cases, they're rarely prosecuted. They are rarely prosecuted. So when you have the government not protecting you, the courts fail you, and you can't protect yourself, it reminds me of something I believe that John F. Kennedy said. You know, I don't know why I said J. Edgar Hoover. Maybe we got the CIA around or FBI or whatever that's continuing to fail us. But, you know, it was something he said about the revolution. You know, he talked about the revolution is coming. And he said some verbatim, I'm not saying verbatim, so I'm not quoting it all the way, but it was like he said about a revolution will be coming. It can be peaceful if we're wise enough, compassionate if we care enough, successful if we are fortunate enough, but a revolution is coming, whether we will it or not. We can affect its character, but we cannot alter its inevitability. John F. Kennedy said that. And one of them other presidents said something, I don't know if it's John F. Kennedy or Thomas Jefferson, one of them said something like, you have a person that hates people because of their color, but you also have a person that hates a person because you hate them. And that goes to the fact that everybody has a breaking point. You know, and there has never, ever been a society that just reigns forever. You know, like I said, you have so many women that are in prison for nonviolent offenses. A lot of them offenses. You know, are not offenses that that should be a punitive punishment as incarceration. A lot of the men who are in prison, a lot of them weren't living with their children at the time, but a lot of the women who are in prison were torn away from their children. A lot of women who give birth in prison are shackled during labor and have permanent injuries as a result. There is no program to, you know, help the mother and child. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on in this country. Women are severely abused. Physically, mentally, no protection. Despite all the legal advances in this country, you know, people getting so many rights, so many groups getting so many rights, so many advocates for protect animal fur, protect this and that. Women, where are these groups at about women, you know? And again, like I said, I'm going to do a show about men being raped and different things of that nature. But because a woman is rarely protected, these crimes are underreported. They are underreported. Why? Because oftentimes women do not get assistance. They do not believe they will be believed. They've heard of cases in which women who have been assaulted did not get protection. And it's like a domino effect. Women who actually go to court and these men are found not guilty is because the jurors had no psychological courses, hadn't been in similar situations, don't have friends who've been in similar situations, don't even have a point of reference to understand the psychology, you know, the psychology of a rape victim. And a lot of them think hypothetically, well, she should have went straight to a hospital. But fact check. A lot of women who are raped, especially by men they know, go into a psychological withdrawal, not believing it actually happened. They're stunned. They're in a state of froze. Actually, 1 in 6 women are actually raped by their husband. But in this country, there were laws that said your husband couldn't even rape you. Rape is real. No means no. And I think every man, just look at your daughter, look at your mother, look at your grandmother, look at your wife, look at a female close to you, and say to yourself, what if she was one of the statistics? What would you do? A lot of men don't have to be subjected to feeling afraid of walking down the street. And I'm talking about the women who don't know their attackers. You know, a lot of men can walk down the street without the probability of getting snatched and raped. But now they're doing that. They're doing it to young boys and different things of that nature. But I'm just saying, a lot of men don't have to live with that fear. So what if a lot of men? Oh, peace, Esda, how you doing? That's right. That is definitely right. Sorry, I didn't even come there. Yep, Esda, you had a great show the other day. Rape is tragic. It is tragic, and it's a shame, and it's real, and it's a human rights violation, and you know. I think about when Malcolm X put this country on trial. Remember, he put the country on trial and said, I charge you with this, I charge you with that. You know, and this country is failing its people in so many ways. And we, the people, get so caught up in the hype of parties. The Republican Party, the Democrat, but they all sit together. They all fail you. Right here in Milwaukee, Gwen Moore was reelected to the state United States Congress. She sits on the women's issues panel in Congress. And she ignored my sister's pleas and cries for help because it wasn't politically fashionable or at her advantage. But when her son was prosecuted for cutting the tire doing a political thing, that woman flew here left and right and got the nerve. Y'all got the nerve to sit on a women's issue panel? Please. That's ridiculous. And you know, it's like black people in Milwaukee are damn near brain dead. Because black people will reelect somebody based off of hype. You know what? And I give it to other people in other cultures. They will make people stand up and be accounted for. That's why I say in the Democratic Party is nothing but an electoral booty call. And this woman, Quinn Moore, actually endorsed the person who ran against Sheriff Clark, whose name was Christopher Moles. He broke my sister baby bones. You know, his gun got jammed. He tried to kill my sister. That's how bad they wanted her baby. That's why I mean experiments going on in this country. You know, there's only one so-called immigrant, foreigner, that committed a crime, was convicted, and was allowed to stay in this country. And that was that man who was involved in that the Rick Ross situation, the dude who set Rick Ross up from Nicaragua. The government actually hired him, and they want to pretend like they don't know where he's at. And I believe that's the same situation with this Ugandan rapist that raped my sister. Even when you're an immigrant, even if you're not prosecuted, you have to report being accused of a crime. And other than the Nicaraguan, I've never, ever heard of no other, and it's not even reported, but no other so-called immigrant, if you're not including Christopher Columbus, because, you know, he was an illegal immigrant who committed crimes and still stayed in this country. We got a messed up situation, or there is a messed up situation, but change is going to come. Right, as I'm going to do a show about that, the rape of young boys, you know, but like I said, as that, man, these little boys are getting sexually assaulted. They're all up in the juvenile detention center. They're being victimized for sitting in there. It's all type of stuff that's going on. I mean, stories you would not believe, you know. And yes, you got the rape of the young boys in these churches. The so-called father figure is missing. And these boys, and unfortunately, these mothers believe in and trust in these men, and they're subjecting their son to these bishop pastors or whatever else, and their pervertness manifests on these boys. Look at Roz B. He's psychologically damaged. He was sexually assaulted. People are, well, he should have came for him. He took it back. You know, what bothers me is the fact of the matter that a lot of people believe the hype. They don't fact check. A lot of these young boys don't know how to deal with being assaulted. So they want to call him bipolar. What happened? That boy is suffering. That boy is hurt. And that boy was victimized. You know? It's a serious matter. It's a serious situation. And at some point in time, in my opinion, I think that the reason why this country will fall because of its failures to get it right. It was stolen and started on criminal offenses, and it's going to fall because of criminal offense. You know, that's just the fact of the matter. You know, the government doesn't want to clean itself up. It doesn't want to protect the victims. It prosecutes the victims. It doesn't hold accountable those in power, high-powered cowards. And every minute a woman is raped in this country. Then you got the so-called planters. You got people you think are news reporters or whatever else. Many people are stooges. They're put there to throw you off. Just like a certain someone, we all can put the dots together, whatever. But you know, when that girl was raped in New York, and then you had like a figure come out and water it down and calm the people down, and that's just a ploy. Rape is common in this Western country. It's a common occurrence. And it shouldn't be. It's not even declining. It's rising. understand there's all these inconsistent definitions of rape that constantly are being put out. There's heavy victimization of the victim. It's a damn shame. You know, and like I said, I'm going to do a show about men and being raped. And actually, there's even less men raped reported than women being raped. You know, it's going crazy. Rape is wrong. And just for a fact, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you all. Women rape women too. Recently, there was a stripper who wasn't stripping. She knew his ex-stripper, and the ex-stripper came to the woman's house, and the woman went psycho on her. She raped the girl and cut her breast and tried to kill her. The woman who raped the girl, the rapist, the female rapist's name was Wisdom Duncan. Nothing wise about raping a woman or raping anyone, I'm just saying. You know, so rape is serious. It's like sexual slavery. It's being promoted, you know. It's not being, there's no protection really for a woman. It's almost as if she needs to take matters in her own hands. It's like taboo here. It's wrong on so many levels. You know? It was some grown men that raped a little girl here in Milwaukee. And a girl raped the girl with the men. The little girl was about 10 or 11. She was a runaway. She was assaulted throughout her, childhood, whatever. You can't even say anything past it because all she was a child. And she ended up liking another female. The girl that she liked, it was like 17 or 18. And so, because she liked her, the 18-year-old, 17-year-old told her to come mess with these men. It's still rape. And, these men knew how old the girl was, and there was some teen boys with it, and they all raped the girl. They raped the little girl repeatedly. And guess what? The little girl was already carrying AIDS. She was HIV positive. It's a serious matter, you know, and it's definitely a problem in this country. Something needs to be done about it. Do we care? Do you care? S. Dot, this was serious to me, you know. I was trying to find something real quick. Guess I won't find it right now. But I do want to read a poem before I conclude my show. You know, this was something I wrote as it relates to my sister, you know, and being victimized herself. I don't even know how long I got on the show. I'm back and forth. Let's see. Okay. My 627 caller is there. My 111 caller is there. And like I said, you all, your mics are all open. But it's a sick situation going on in this country. And again, how can people sleep about this? How can people, you know, we have to teach our children something different. you know, because clearly, now remember, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the police are not obligated to protect you. You do have the right to protect yourself. And I got some friends right now that are going to a survival training seminar. It's necessary. It's what's going on. You know, and it's unfortunate. I've often thought about where can we go to be protected, you know? Women, like what country protects us? You know, if your own country won't protect you, like, I remember a long time ago, like Bernie Mac say, a long time ago, there was this dude who liked me, right? And I was like, well, I'll like, go to the movie or something with him. And I didn't even get to do the date because what he said before we went on a date. And he said, well, you know, you look good and all, and I just want you to know, if we, like, at the mall and a guy trying to holler at you, you got to handle that. I don't want to, you know, you got to handle that. You got to check him, and if it's a problem, I hope you know how to handle it. And I thought right then and there, like, this is a sucker. What woman want to be with a man that can't even protect you, don't even speak up for you? You know, no woman in her right mind, I'm not trying to be his bodyguard. You know, I mean, I will have your back, but that just turned me off, like, you know. So I'm saying, what can women do if those who aren't supposed to protect you or can't or don't protect you, what's left, what's the recourse? You know, what where do we find help? You know? What do we do? And it's sad. It's unfortunate. What do we do about it, you know? And it just makes you wonder, you know? It just makes you wonder, really wonder. You know, I had wrote a poem for my sister, about my sister. And now I'm going to be going into overtime because I got to find that poem. I have 90 seconds in the show. The callers that are on the air, you know, the show will still be streaming. You know, but I did write a poem. It's called I Have a Dream, and it's not like Dr. King's. So, and it's about my sister and this rapist and what's going on in this situation, you know, and what has going on with her and different things of that nature. So I'm going to find that poem. But I have 60 seconds on the show. Estad, thank you for coming. Thank you to the guests. Thank you to those that are on the phone line. And those who are listening live, you know, unfortunately, we live in a messed up society. You know, we live in a sick society. And the power does belong to the people. I'm going to get that poem very, very shortly, you know. I do these shows, like I said, as an angry black woman. Things that make me angry. I don't have a set time and day when I'm going to do an angry show, but I have a lot of things that's on my mind. Like I said, I don't see how we can sleep, you know. as possible. And I understand why the scriptures, you know, because the scriptures, all the scriptures are not in the Bible, all the Bible is not all scriptures, says that it is better to be in the morning. Because, you know, it makes you really think. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be happy, but we should be aware. You know, we should be upset. And when you feel like the victim feel, then that's the reality of it. We're not feeling like the victims feel. Dr. King said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But do you really care? You know, do you care enough to be just as upset as the victim herself, himself, themselves? You know, it's a serious situation. And, again, like I said, I mean, who in their right mind would not want a woman to use a rape kit? You know, a thing that could click on a man's genital and lock him in. I think that's a perfect solution, a start of a solution that should be brought to this country. But just imagine who will get trapped in it. Probably people you never thought. Why is the government turning its back on these victims? At some point in time, when do you declare a war over? The war on drugs has been consistently so-called fought. Who are you fighting against? You know? Where is the war against rape? There are so many wars that can be fought other than the so-called war on drugs. Drugs is not cool at all. But there are some violent crimes going on. Some people willingly do drugs. These women aren't willingly being raped. You know, and that's some bull when you say a person is dressed a certain way. You are sick to subject a woman to assault because she's dressed a certain way. That means you can't control yourself. It's sick for a grown man to say a child looks sexy or that girl was too sexy or whatever. It's a sick individual. You got people in countries who don't, women don't even have shirts on and end up being raped. People going around these so-called nudist beaches. They're not being raped. And it's serious. It's seriously serious when you have people who are acquainted with their rape victim. The mindset, the mentality. It's a damn shame that more people would be outraged over a dog fight than a human's plight. It's a sick situation. Well, before I end this show, I said I'm going to read this poem I wrote to my sister. I did have it on my YouTube a while back, and I might put it back on there. I haven't been on my YouTube in a minute. It's called I Have a Dream, and it's not like Dr. King, and it's based on a true story, a very true story. I have a dream that I hope won't come true. I have a dream, and in this dream, I don't know what to do. I hear this baby. He has a torturous cry. I see his mother. She's paralyzed. I see a judge, but he's in the form of a demon. He blesses a rapist. What am I dreaming? The baby is hurt. His bones are broke. His mother's face is swollen after being beaten and choked. I flash back to the day she gave birth. She cried like the day she mourned. His lungs were wet. like her stillborn. He was rushed to an intensive care unit. She was screaming, God, please bring him through this. Save my little man. She blew him a kiss and said, Jesse, please don't leave me again. He has these tears in his eyes. I don't know what to do. I look at her, and she's crying too. The demon and the rapist chant, we hate her. Like snakes, they shed skin, but now in the form of a human nature. The demon has on a black robe and he's holding a gavel. The rapist is dressed in suit pants, glasses, and sandals. The baby, barely breathing. The mother, shackled in a wheelchair, paralyzed and grieving. The rapist whispered in her ear, I'm going to say this very slow to make sure you hear. I have done everything you have ever feared. I told you you could not escape me. I beat you, raped you, and I'm still free. You fought back, called 911, gave birth to this bastard, and I still won. I'm having this dream. I hope it won't come true. I'm having this dream, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, you're hurting me, you know the what he did. He took your life from you and wanted you for him. Promised you, but now your life is dim. He had no right to do the things he did to you. He had no right to do the things he did to you. Tell me why is it that
one man can make one woman take all day?
Who do you have?
One woman take all
day. Oh, daddy took your heart and made you
pay. One man can make one woman take all day.
Somebody tell me why is it that sometimes we say, oh yeah, one man can make one woman
take all
man. Why, 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 why?